Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. Coming up, Maryland, an investigation has ensued against a family that has allowed their children to leave the house unsupervised. Something that we all did, I'm pretty sure, as kids in our day. At least I know I certainly did, but apparently now it could be illegal. At least that's what the government might want you to think. We'll get into the story from the Free Range Kids, which is a great website. Mark, you
brought this isn't
that.
From Free Range Kids.
Oh, I'm sorry. I asked you earlier, and you said it was.
I thought you were asking me if it's about Free Range Kids. Which,
oh,
of course,
no. I thought you found it on Free Range Kids. I apologize. Well, it sounds like something that would appear on Free Range
Kids. It's probably on Free Range Kids. However, this story is not from Free Range Kids.
Gotcha. Well, we'll get into that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Still a great website, the Free Range Kids site. Good blog. We'll go first to your calls and thoughts, though. Tom's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, here's a good question for the statists. Some politicians, nanny state politicians and voters, who go from one extreme to the other in the space of 10 seconds. And that is, first, they want to protect Johnny Junkie from destroying himself. He's a junkie. He's getting hooked on cocaine. We don't want to let him destroy himself. We've got to use the full power of the state to protect him from himself. Or Mr. and Mrs. 20, the outvoted discrimination victims who might drink themselves to death or destroy themselves with alcohol. We've got to protect them. Okay. Now, that's the one extreme. And then when the cops swarm in and one of these targets of nanny state protection borrows the cop's gun to settle the matter out of court, now all of a sudden they want to destroy the person. Is there some halfway in between where you just leave them alone and maybe they destroy themselves, which saves you the trouble of destroying them, and right, they leave your cops alone? You know,
that'd be a nice idea. I would love to have a world where the police leave drug users and alcohol users alone, let them have their own vices, and let people who actually care about them intercede. If somebody's going to intercede in their life and you know, have some kind of an intervention, then it should not be armed men. It should be people who care and are connected to that individual. Thank you for the call.
Unless they're harming somebody else directly.
Sure. Well, I mean, obviously, if you drunken dad is beating his kids, someone should step in and physically stop that from happening. But yeah, if all they're doing is taking drugs to their own detriment or drinking to their own detriment, then it should be the people who care about that person who step into the situation. Your thoughts are welcome here. 855-453. So, Mark, what's the story out of Maryland, and where is it coming from again?
From USA Today.
Okay.
Silver Spring, Maryland, a couple being investigated for child neglect because they allow their children to roam freely in their neighborhood, says the parenting. They say their parenting style is unfairly under assault. In many ways, the Mirtiv family. Have you ever had a website just change what it looks like on you while you're on it?
No, that sounds a little unusual.
I'm wondering what happened here. I'm completely befuddled.
So you've lost the story then?
Yeah, I was just reading it, and it disappeared as I was reading it. So maybe a back button will fix things, but yeah, I don't know. You're going to have to give me a second.
Okay, well, is it possible that you could, I mean, did you have a chance to really kind of get, I guess, digest the story previous?
Yeah, I did. So this family has a 10 and a 6-year-old, and they they've got a bedtime. They're not allowed to eat too many sweets. Their screen time is limited, like so many other kids are. And it,
just real quick headline: Maryland parents investigated for letting kids walk alone.
Yeah, I've got it back up, but it keeps on resetting.
I've got it right here. Silver Spring, Maryland. So this couple, they say the Meltiv family is very traditional in many ways.
Meltiv.
Oh, that is a mitiv. That's not an L. You're right. Mitiv family. They eat dinner together every night. How common is that these days?
Pretty uncommon, I would say. But it is, I believe, the single best way to, correlative to kids having a very successful life.
Oh, I agree. I think it's a good approach. And I just don't think it really is very common because so many parents are so busy. Their kids have fixed bedtimes. They do chores and have limits on their sweets and screen time. But the parents are under investigation because they let their kids walk around the neighborhood together, unaccompanied by an adult. Danielle and Sasha Mitiv say the investigation is an invasion of their privacy and infringes on their rights as parents. One of them, Danielle, says, I grew up in New York City in the 70s, and nobody hesitated to let their kids walk around. The only thing that's changed between then and now is our fear, said the mother.
It's absolutely true. I know that I was out on my bicycle on our little dead-end street in Bradenton, 20th Street, and, just doing my thing in kindergarten. I know I was. I remember how old I was when the training wheels came off and the whole thing. And, when the training wheels came off, I was allowed to go to the next street over, which meant that I got to go on the very busy 55th Avenue, which, cars rarely went down. But it was much busier than our dead-end street in which we could play ball and that kind of thing. And where my friend was, he lived on the next street over. So, I remember this is a 6-year-old walking with a 10-year-old. So she has the equivalent of a babysitter. Now, we're not talking about a 6-year-old wandering around the neighborhood by herself.
I'm pretty sure I was out and about by myself at age 6.
I'm pretty sure I was, too, at least late 6. How's that?
That's first grade. I had friends in the neighborhood by the time I was in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I was going over to their house. I don't recall. Maybe my parents would say differently that, we manually took you to their house. But I feel like I had a lot of independence very, very early on.
I feel like it was relatively common. And the idea that you would keep a 6-year-old from going with a 10-year-old, I think is nuts.
Yeah, for sure.
Whatever has happened, I'm certain something's happened to this country, and I'm certain it's not good.
Well, I like what the mom says here. Danielle says it's the fear that has changed. And is it really based in anything? No, because people are safer now than they've ever been before. There's less violence in the world, in the United States, than ever before. I don't know about Maryland, but in a lot of places in the United States, it's a lot safer.
They say that they have been taught how to hold hands when they cross the street,
okay,
to look both ways, make sure the light is with them, those kind of things. Some days were better than others when I was, following those rules. My friend and I got to be pretty lax with our rules as far as the street went because we would go back and forth on this one same stretch of road all the time. We felt like we knew it. But there was never anything that I would have called a close call. By any stretch. Most of the dangers that we experienced were not on the road.
The children, 10-year-old Rafi and 6-year-old Devorah, are allowed by their parents. I wonder if Devorah is like from the Dvorak keyboard because it's almost that same spelling, but without the K. Anyway, they're allowed by their parents to walk around their neighborhood together, but unaccompanied by an adult. Quote, they're very proud of their independence. They understand they need to hold hands when they cross the street, look both ways, and make sure the light is with them. But during a recent walk from two local playgrounds on one two blocks from home, the other a mile, separate callers alerted police and Child Protective Services. The Mitivs said police and social service workers questioned their children at their elementary school without their permission or knowledge.
I find that very disturbing.
Now, here it's spelled Meltiv. Later on in the... It's spelled both ways in this article. I'd just like to let you know. It's spelled Mitiv in other locations, and here it is spelled Meltiv. Anyway, when they were talking to them, they were painting a picture of a world that was very scary. Look, kids, we know you think you can just walk on down to the park like it was a nice, beautiful day out and everything's totally fine. But kids, you've got to understand, there's perverts out there. They're lurking around every corner.
If there weren't scary people out there, you wouldn't need the police, kids.
behind every bush, they're out there watching you and just waiting to pull up with a van that says free dogs and candy on the outside, just trying to snatch you away. Now, are there instances of this happening? Of course there are. Yes, and there
statistically,
are.
A child is in far more danger from their family members than they are from somebody on the outside.
Some random person with a candy van? You're absolutely correct about that. They're much greater risk from people, not just, the creepy uncle, but also from right within the family as well, from what I understand. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE, and no police are going to be able to save those kids because they're not around during the family reunion. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts here. We'll give you more about the family that's under investigation. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're welcome to dial toll-free and join us here on Free Talk Live. The number's 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
If you want to get some gold and silver, and it looks like the prices on precious metals have some opportunity for upward mobility, I believe currently silver's priced lower than the cost for acquisition, which means that what it takes for them to mine it. And that means that the price, it seems to me, can only go up from here. If you agree, you should go to gold.freetalklive.com and get some gold and silver. It's right there and available for you. Great prices. Midas Resources, with whom we've partnered, is going to make sure you get it in your hand. You're going to get it quickly, and you're going to be satisfied in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're talking about the fear-based world that so many people live in, to where a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old brother and sister were walking from and to a park recently that was fairly nearby their home. There was a phone call, couple calls actually, that were made by two local busybodies. There were two playgrounds involved. One was two blocks from the house, the other a mile. Separate callers alerted the police in Maryland and Child Protective Services. I mean, can you imagine how ridiculously amount of a busybody you would have to be in your home, to see some kids walking by the house outside, and to run for your phone? Oh, my God. The children, they're in danger. And call 911, the police, on these kids?
I think that
it's sick.
I think what's normal has changed in society, right?
Like, I still consider that normal. I wouldn't bat an eye if a couple kids walked by the LRN studios here during the day.
Kids aren't a big concern of yours. I mean, they're just not. They don't enter into your thought process. Single males aren't known to be the great protectors of children. So, you know, what your thought process is.
Are you saying you think it was women who called on these kids?
I'd say that's likely. Would be my
guess.
That
seems like you're jumping to a conclusion there.
Yes, I am jumping to a conclusion.
Pure speculation.
Well, yeah, pure speculation based on my experience. But, yeah, I would say that, and I would go a bit further also. It wasn't single young males making those calls.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to say. But I do think that the world's changed, and what their norms have changed, and that people's consumption of news and the media has changed their perceptions. I'm not saying that I think that it's okay to call the cops on a situation like this. I'm just saying, yeah, I get it. People are scared. I can tell you when my son, when I've let him go off on his own.
How old is he now, 6?
He's 6, yep.
Going on 7?
He'll be 7 in March.
Okay.
And he hasn't been out on his own very much. We'll go to this camping festival called Porch Fest, mm-hmm. the Porcupine Freedom Festival, during the summer. And he wants to go out with his friends there.
I know. I was coming home alone at age 7.
Yeah.
I remember that specifically. That was the year when my parents gave me my own keys, and I was able to come home from, you know, it wasn't far from the bus stop to my house, literally just 3 houses. But I was able to you know, unlock myself. And,
oh, the humanity.
Get into the house myself and be alone with all the knives in there and everything else.
Well, Baltimore law says that you were unqualified to be at home. You must be 8.
Really?
Or is it 8 or 9?
I don't know. I haven't read the laws in Baltimore.
It's right there in the
Maryland law prohibits children under the age of 8 from being unattended in a dwelling or car. You're right. But makes no reference to the outdoors. A person must be at least 13 years old to supervise a child under the age of 8. The MITIBS said the police and social service workers questioned their children at their elementary school without their permission or knowledge, and apparently the police also picked them up on the day in question. Sasha MITIBS says, and when they were talking
to them... Well, the kids clearly got into the car of a stranger.
Yeah, they were painting an armed stranger. They were painting a picture of a world that is very scary. They were telling my son, Rafi, or asking him what he would do if he were grabbed by a stranger, telling them, you know, there are creeps out there that are just waiting to grab children if they're walking by themselves. Maryland law prohibits children under the age of 8 from being unattended. I just read that. Child Protective Services could not address the specific case, but did point to Maryland law, which defines child neglect as a failure to provide proper care and supervision of a child. This week, a CPS worker came to the Mitev's home with a safety plan. Sasha says, quote, "When I said I couldn't sign the illegal paperwork before our attorney looked at it, she said, 'If you don't sign, we'll take your kids right away,' and she called the police."
Yeah, that's the danger.
Crazy.
Yeah, this is what you're dealing with. This is the kind of threat that you're under when dealing with CPS. You'll do what they say, or they'll take your kid. It's nuts.
So what can parents in this situation do? Because obviously, these folks, the Mitivs, they are not alone. They're not the only parents in the United States who would like to have their kids have some autonomy to be able to travel on their own volition, especially as was happening here in a pair where you have a 10-year-old with a 6-year-old. So with the 10-year-old there, it's much less likely that they're both going to crawl in the back of some pervert's van who's claiming to have a lost puppy or whatever. And, of course, again, how often does that actually happen? When was the last time an abduction like that happened in Maryland? For all the fear-mongering stories.
Well, it just happened.
There.
The police picked these people up, these kids up. It just happened. Now, let's not forget the story out of Colorado from about a couple of months ago where a little girl was taken from her home because her father smoked marijuana. Now, this is in a state where marijuana is legal. This Child Protective Services felt that it was necessary to take this little girl. They put her in her foster care. The crazy ass foster care mother killed the little girl. And this is what.
Wow.
Now, okay, if you want to talk about the perverts and weirdos that are roaming about the streets,
look at the foster
let's not
care
forget
system.
The ones that the state employs.
Yeah, for sure. There was a story in Florida about the guy working for CPS who turned out to have a bunch of child porn on his, office computer, among other things. Share your thoughts with us here, especially if you're a parent and you want to weigh in on this. Are you somebody who would call the cops on some kids walking around the neighborhood? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, even if you're in a bad neighborhood, supposedly. I mean, there are kids living in bad neighborhoods for all of, my lifetime in the United States. And, they're still able to go out in the streets and play and have a good time.
I wouldn't have called my neighborhood a good, a high-class neighborhood by any stretch. There was this lady who lived next door to us, and she's long dead now. Okay. She was quite old, Miss Nelson, Nielsen. And she would... many times, come out and look at us while we're playing, like just glower at my friend and I, while we were playing, and I never...
Get off my lawn.
I never understood what she was doing. Like, if she would have given us some instruction, we probably would have done it, whatever it was.
Did she speak? Was she someone you could, converse with?
Maybe
she was a mute, and she was just...
And she wasn't mute. No. I'm certain she talked to my grandmother, who lived right next door. As a kid, like, I didn't have the presence of mind to say, "Hey, how are you, Mrs. Nielsen?
Yeah.
What's going on? Is there something I can help you with? Because I noticed you're standing out here watching us, and I don't know, you're giving me the creeps. What's up?" Like, if I would have thought of doing that, maybe I would have gotten more information. But instead, we just kind of felt...
A creepy old witch.
Yeah, it was just this thing going on. Hey, leave us alone.
Well, you knew enough to stay away from her, right? Like, she obviously had bad vibes. 855-450-FREE. Would you call the cops and Child Protective Services on some kids walking around the neighborhood? That's literally what happened in Maryland. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dried guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Shocking news out of Maryland. That apparently if you are under the age of 8, you cannot be unattended in a dwelling or car. So therefore, when I was 7 years old, had I lived in Maryland, I did not. I was living in Florida when I was growing up, as you were as well, Mark.
Nothing to be proud of, really.
Had
if
I
you
been,
look at the news out of Florida.
And maybe it's illegal in Florida, too. I don't know. But apparently it would have been illegal had I been 7 years old, getting off the bus, going home, unlocking the door with the keys my parents provided me, and then closing it behind me. That would apparently be a parenting no-no. And parents would face time in jail, ostensibly over that. In fact, the CPS workers are saying not only that, but you can't even walk around outside if you are unaccompanied. If you are accompanied, you're under the age of 8, and you're accompanied by someone under the age of 13. In this case, it was a 6-year-old and 10-year-old brother and sister who were taken in by police and then questioned and intimidated told that the world's a scary place, kids. You can't just be out here all by yourself taking responsibility for your own actions. You can't be doing this. You have to have your parents with you at all times. And so kind of a really scary situation, especially when CPS came to the parents' home and said, hey, you better sign this paperwork we're shoving on you. And one of the parents claimed this was illegal. If you don't sign, we're going to take your kids right away. And she called the police. Now, the USA Today article ends there, but I'm sure the story doesn't end there. So I'd like to learn more about this. If you've got more detail, you're welcome to share it with us here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, I can't imagine. This is just nuts. So Maryland's got a law that says you can't leave a kid under 8 home alone. And I wouldn't do that. I can't imagine, leaving my son's just.
I was fine.
Just going to turn 7. How long were you there?
Till my parents got home.
How long was that?
It would have been, school, elementary school gets out at what, 3 o'clock or something? So a couple hours?
Couple hours there on your own. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not prepared to leave my son.
I'm not drown myself in the bathtub or something like that. Just sit there, watch TV or play video game or whatever the heck it was I did at age 7.
I don't think my son could turn on the TV by himself.
Seriously?
And give the channels. Well, it's different now. The TV was relatively easy to turn on when I was a kid. You know, you pull out the knob, you change the channel. But now...
You really think that little of your son that he can't turn the television set on? I mean, doesn't he use computers?
Yes.
Well, if you can figure out how to use a computer and click a mouse, you can probably figure out how to turn it.
Well, this is part of the problem, is his mother does everything for him.
That would be a problem.
But
sounds like sounds like beyond the scope of this show.
But
at the moment,
I would still say to watch television on my TV, you've got to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
You got to turn on the TV. You got to turn on the PlayStation 3. Shut up! I'm telling you how to do it. You turn on the PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
Then you wait for the thing to warm up. Then you push the over buttons until you find the Amazon
the
Prime app on the PlayStation 3. You got to make sure the source is right because there's about 9 different sources on the TV. And as long as it's on HTML whatever 3, or HDMI 3, then you'll be fine. Then you push the Amazon thing. You wait for a couple of minutes while it sort of boots up. Then it'll drop
I know you think this is really complicated, but I'm sure all the young people in the audience are just laughing at you. You silly old man. You can't handle selecting a source on a television set.
You're doing it wrong.
Your wife is doing it wrong. You're supposed to have the kid turn the TV on and switch the channels. The parents are the ones who aren't supposed to know how to do that stuff.
I gotcha.
All right, let's continue here. Mike, he's on the line listening in. I don't know where. You're on Free Talk Live. Mike.
Hey, buddy. How y'all doing?
Good. You're on the air.
I just had a comment for y'all on CPS. My son was diagnosed with some genetic disorders, which makes him be a little larger than what he is and what he should be for his age. And we took him in for surgery, and somebody called CPS, and... they got involved even though we had documented everything and he had made all of his appointments.
So someone at the hospital called CPS?
Because they thought he might have been in danger because of his eating disorders and because of his genetic problems, you know, he goes to therapy and everything. He's bigger than what he should be, but we've been on top of that for the last couple of years. And even though it was all documented and all the appointments were made, I dealt with them for 6 months before they left me alone.
So your kid's pudgy and CPS wants to take him away because of it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
God, I mean, at what point, where does it end?
It doesn't.
It don't end. I mean, you know, you don't have no privacy anymore, and people's going to tell you how to raise your kids no matter what, no matter how much you love them, how much you take care of them, it don't matter. Anybody can stick their nose in your business at any time.
It's sick. And your kids could get taken on a single phone call, an anonymous tip.
I've noticed how people are just so willing to give parenting advice. Like, they're not just parenting advice, but sort of make judgments on other parents very, very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing to me.
Everybody's doing something wrong, right? Like, you couldn't possibly get it all right.
So are the people that are making the judgments.
Right.
We just don't know what the right way to raise kids are. We're still figuring that out.
Child Protective Services will come, and they'll interject their opinion, but when you ask them, what should I do now, they'll say, oh, well, I'm not a doctor. I can't answer that.
Whatever you do is going to be wrong by someone's opinion. You know, don't hug your kids. Don't hug your kids. That's abuse.
Well, they used to say you shouldn't give your kids too much attention because it'll spoil them.
Wow.
Yeah, my advice for anybody, if they call you, is to call a lawyer immediately.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Absolutely.
Idea. Don't talk to these bureaucrats, and don't let them in your house. I swear to you, do not let them in your house.
I found out later that you don't have to. You can say no.
Right. No, you don't even have to talk to them. I mean, I'm not an attorney. I'm not giving you legal advice, but it's generally true of all bureaucrats. You are under no obligation to speak with them. If these people come knock on your door, and if you're not expecting, he dropped off the line. Thank you for the call. If you're not expecting someone to be coming to your house, then it could be a bureaucrat, and you don't have to answer the door. You
know, but what about this circumstance where the Maltovs, or whatever their names are here, Maltovs had to deal with, where the CPS is already involved. So the police pick up their kids. They say they interview them at school. Then CPS comes to the door with a safety plan or whatever. They say, I'm not so sure that we want to do your stuff. They say, Whoa, if you don't do what we say, we're calling the police right now and taking your kids.
I think
that's not a don't talk to the bureaucrat situation. They should have never answered the door in the first place at that point. But
the kids were scooped up previously, right?
That's correct.
The kids were scooped up by the police. I think the best thing you could do would be to have a family plan. You know how when you were growing up, you'd have the family fire plan or whatever, where, you know, you get out of the house, and I don't remember what it was in my house, but there was something like that we had. Safety plans, things like that. So instead of training your kids to trust the police, you train the kids the reverse, and that they do not trust the police, that they should not talk to the police, that the most information I would say that the kids should give the police is your name and phone number. And because you don't want your kids sitting in, you know, a containment cell until further notice and then taken away to CPS protection because they can't reach you as parents. So I think it would still be valuable to have them alert the police to who you are so they can reach out to you, to where you can then step in with an attorney and, you know, try to handle the situation from there. But I would say that the less the kids say to the police, the better off you're going to be.
I would have to agree with that statement.
No matter. And, of course, they're going to try to intimidate your kids. I mean, that's what they do, right?
And they're probably going to be pretty successful.
Yeah.
Because kids are pretty easy to intimidate if you're a police officer.
Well, and they're going to lie to intimidate as well, because the police are certainly free to tell lies in order to get the information that they're looking for. So I would say that from whatever earliest age you possibly can, you start to train your kids that the police are not there to help them.
This is so sad that this is what America's coming to.
But it's true. They're dangerous. The police are dangerous people, and they will hurt families, and they will destroy lives and destroy freedom. I'm sorry. I wish it weren't the case. I wish Officer Friendly were trustworthy, but they're not.
Oh, I think that most police officers wouldn't deal with this in this manner, but
what do you think they would do? They got a call saying there's a couple kids wandering around. People have called saying they're worried about them. They call and they come and they scoop them up. That's what that is. What happened in Maryland? It could happen where you live. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Am I overreacting here? This is Free Talk Live. More on the way.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. One beautiful hardwood, get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminates, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The knowledge of the ancients. Pride and truth. true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features that we share with you there. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got different options for you to enjoy, including our mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you just go to m.freetalklive.com. You can connect quickly to our live streams there, as well as the podcast, m.freetalklive.com, to the phones and the fun. We're talking about some... A family, in this case in Maryland, is under attack by the government for being permissive, for allowing their kids to go from point A to point B without parental involvement. Let's go to Don in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live. Don.
Hey, I think the bigger issue here is who has control of your child. I mean, this, either the state or the parents, and that's what really is at issue. Now, I disagree with some of your comments about letting children, I mean, at least my children, you know, wander the streets long distances, because my kids have asked before, can I ride my bike downtown? And you used to do it, Dad, and I said, well, times were different, you know, 30-some years ago.
Why were they so different?
Well, first of all, I mean, you have to understand that a child abduction is really more half of them what you would think.
How do you know that?
Well, first of all, I know by experience because we had, I got home from work one day. My wife had told me about my children that you were just across the street. And we're talking about kind of catty corner to our house. They were walking across the street and the van stopped and, come here, boys. Would you like to see a puppy or something? I don't know. That may not have been it because I've heard stories similar, but I just remember there was a lady that got out. It was a panel van, no glass in it except the back window. And, the driver, they couldn't see. The woman got out and said, you know, tried to entice him to get to the van. Well, my oldest son at the time, who was like nine, he grabbed the hands of his two siblings, 1 7 and 1 5, and walked them across the street and said, come on, let's keep going. And the van, you know, had sped away. And when I got home, I was told about that, and the police were there. They were investigating, gathering evidence, and I said, oh, well, or at least that's over. They were asking questions. I thought, well, I don't think this is necessary. They're probably not going to come back. And he said, well, you'd be surprised. They will come back if they, you know, if they think they have a chance here. So, you know, we've already had pretty much, you know, we're parents that care. Now, this is not even the reason I was calling about it. You just asked the question, how do I know?
So you've had a personal experience.
Yeah, if I had that personal experience, I would probably be more careful. But I think that you'll find that if you look up crime statistics, that child abductions have gone down since the 70s.
No, I think you're wrong. And I don't have accurate information because, I mean, to dispute that, but that maybe that's for another topic. But I was going to give you an example. But we were a child charged with child abuse. This is about 18 years ago. I had a radio show back then, and I got to the studio. My wife called me about 5 minutes before airtime and said, you know, down there, there's a lady here from HRS, and we're being charged with child neglect. It's a form of child abuse.
Oh, my.
And she wants me to sign these papers for a parenting class. I said, tell her to take a hike, you know, I'll call you at the first commercial break. So about 15 minutes later, I called, and that lady was still there. And I said, because apparently the charge was that someone had, an anonymous caller had called in and said that my child was wandering close to the street, you know, and they made it sound, we live on a corner lot, residential neighborhood, but one of the streets is pretty busy and one isn't. And I said, that lady was still there, and I said, hey, Pat, you don't understand. Tell that lady to get gone, and if she wants to talk to me, I mean, both of us, that's the way it's going to be. She's not going to get you to sign anything. So my wife, you know, told her to get lost at that point. And she watched her leave our house and walk across the street trying to get, you know, corroborative evidence from the neighbors. And my neighbor told her, oh, no. Hey, you don't, these are good parents. They watch their kids, you know, like a hawk. And so what I wanted to, I guess, say about all this, I think your last caller, and I probably would have, if I had heard him first, wouldn't have called him. But the best thing that I did, you know, at that time, now this was Friday at 5 o'clock, so all your offices are closed and everything like that. I called a friend of mine who was in the legislature and he referred me to someone else. They were introducing a bill to curb the abuses of this government agency. And they said, I mean, their conviction rate is like 2.5%. So they have a very poor conviction rate, yet they have all this money at their disposal. They could do anything. They took a child that we knew from school at like noon and didn't even tell the parents until like 10 o'clock at night. Those parents were beside themselves wondering, what happened to my child? I mean,
Don, I don't know what you mean when you say their conviction rate is 2-something%. I mean, all the stories we've heard about CPS, Child Protective Services, the variants around the country, they seem very, very good at getting people convicted of things and stealing people's kids. I mean, what do you mean when you say their conviction rate's 2%?
Okay. Well,
let me say, this was 18 years ago. This was like in 97.
Okay.
But my son at the time was 2 years old, the one that we're referring to, and he's 20 now in college. And he's a
so what you're saying is that, that was the 2% was back then, but they've gotten worse since then?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the conviction rate, but here's the point that I really wanted to make is that immediately, this was on a weekend, so I had some time to contact that legislator that told me about, the bill being introduced. And this senator in Florida told me that, hey, you did the right thing, get an attorney. And so we hired my attorney, my personal attorney, and we hired another attorney, somebody guarding ad litem for our kids. So we set up a meeting. I called them Monday morning. I told them, right here, you got a problem with this and that? And they said, yeah, okay. I'll set up a meeting, and we set up a meeting, and it came to the office, and they were what they basically alleged was that your child was being wandering around, and when I realized there was a specific event tied to that, I knew exactly what had happened, and I knew why the person had called, but I told them, I says, well, all we want to do is interview your children without you, so they will talk freely. And I said, okay. Even my attorney agreed to that. So that sounds okay. I said, no, here's what we'll do.
Hell no. Can I talk to your children without you around?
No. I said, if you will videotape the proceedings, where I won't be around you, because I want to hear the questions that you ask them and everything. And they said, no, we can't do that.
They won't do that.
Before.
Not a surprise, Don. Thanks for the call tonight. Yeah, these bureaucrats don't want any accountability for what they do. They want to do it in secret. They don't want any light shown on their activities. And I think that's another thing we didn't mention before. If these bureaucrats show up at your house, I don't believe you have an obligation to talk to them at all, let alone answer the door. But if you somehow end up in a situation where someone else has answered the door or you've answered the door and...
Well, I think once you've answered the door, you've lost.
Well, you can close the door right then. I mean, if you answer the door, the person's like, I'm such and such from CPS. Click.
Okay,
close
I'm sorry.
The door right then.
I shouldn't say you've lost. You're down. You're behind the eight ball in the game.
But at that point, if for some reason you're in a situation where you can't avoid interaction with them, let's say that it's one of these things like with the parents that had their kids picked up by the police. Document, document, document. Grab a video camera, get your cell phone, get Bambuser on there. Treat these people like they're the police because they will call the police at a moment's notice to confiscate your kids from you. So document.
Consider them to be the police.
Let's go to James in Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Man, damn it. Didn't get to call last night, Minister Bernard.
We're all so disappointed. But go ahead, James, with your thoughts tonight.
Well, I didn't get to make like old times with Lionel, like Chris Farley, and ask Lionel, remember the time that you and your sidekick, call screener Peter, called Wit the greatest? Anyway, he's same as he ever was, a clever, contrarian, progressive, conspiracy theorist. And I would have loved to just have asked him, speaking of the cause of the Iraq war, that he proclaimed we, the coalition of the willing, invaded Iraq for oil. Really? How's that working out for the 30,000?
So here's what you should do. If you want to talk to Lionel, he's got a Twitter account. You can reach him at Lionel Media on Twitter, and then you can ask him whatever you want, James. You don't have to call a day later and ask questions on a show where he's not listening. So it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And Mark, maybe you will let us know what the violence against kids is.
It's about the same as the 70s. We were both wrong.
All right, more coming up tomorrow. See you then. freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.